Unit 10. A. 3. Exercises B and C.
So, Leo, how do you feel about the project?
I'm excited. I've never worked on one quite as big as this. It's going to be a great opportunity to learn on the job.
Well, yes, but it's also an opportunity to show what you can already do.
True.
In other projects I've worked on, I only played a very small part. But with this one, I'm a lot more motivated. I'll have the chance to get some real responsibility and put my ideas into practice.
Yeah, but don't forget that working in a project is all about being a team player. We'll all have to work together closely. What was it that Sharon said? There's no I in team.
Oh, I know that. And I'm looking forward to working with new people. It looks like Sharon has chosen the right people, with the right attitude and a wide range of skills and expertise. But it's not just a matter of learning on the job. You have to push yourself forward and contribute your own know-how. Otherwise, people think you aren't pulling your weight.
That's true. Nobody likes a hanger-on. But I thought the kickoff meeting was good. Sharon made it clear what our roles are and what's expected of us.
Yeah, Sharon will be good as project leader. She explained the breakdown of tasks and our roles very clearly. And I'm pleased that she carried out a feasibility study. It made me feel a bit more confident about the project, and also about her.
So what are your feelings about the project?
Well, it's obviously a very complex one, with lots of sub-projects and overlapping phases. Sometimes we'll be working on three different tasks at the same time. I think Sharon has done a great job with the planning, and since we've got a strong sponsor, resources won't be a problem. But I'm worried about the time scale. I just don't think it's realistic. The deadlines are really tight, and I noticed from Sharon's breakdown of tasks, she hasn't built in any time buffers.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I'm worried that if I fall behind on my part of the project, I'll be letting down the other members. I always see a project like climbing a mountain, where you're all roped together. If anyone slips or makes a mistake, that holds back the project.
Well, don't make any mistakes then.
And what if someone drops out altogether?
I'm sure Sharon has made some contingency plans, but you can't avoid all risks. No, seriously, remember that we've been picked for the project because we've shown we can deliver. There'll be a lot of pressure, of course, but you have to have the confidence to show that you can not only perform to the highest expectations, but also exceed them.
And if everyone supports each other, we'll all reach the summit together, right on time.
I agree up to a point, but I think it's vital that we concentrate on our own tasks, not other people's tasks. Otherwise, we lose sight of our objectives.
I guess so. But hey, the company really pushed the boat out today. That buffet lunch was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a feast. But I would have preferred a sit-down meal, actually. I hate standing in line.
Oh, I thought it was an excellent idea. Buffets are much better for networking than sit-down meals. I managed to talk to loads of people. It's a really international team, isn't it?
Yeah, I must admit that I was a bit worried that language might be a problem, with so many different nationalities, but
I thought their English was amazing. I don't think language will be a problem. And I think we'll work well together as a team.
Yeah, there's certainly a high level of commitment in the team.